Luke, Kyle, Rohini, and Roberto, thanks for coming to Songs from Studio C today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
So for this one is for everyone. How did you all first get exposed to music? And for Luke, when did you begin writing your own music?
Actually, I recall a Beach Boys show at the fairgrounds here in Chico when I was like still small enough to fit on somebody's shoulders, like on my dad's shoulders. So, you know, music is everywhere, and I think, you know, I was probably exposed to it even before that, but that's one of my earliest, like, conscious memories. And I started learning how to play guitar after I broke my jaw and had nothing better to do with my jaw wired shut for a while. So that was in eighth grade, and started figuring out things by myself. But it wasn't until probably like later in high school that I started actually composing like whole songs. You guys?
Yeah, I'll take this one. My mother plays the accordion, and you know, as a child growing up, she would always had, you know, the accordion around and a little keyboard, and she showed me, you know, how to play, you know, this is do, re, mi, and it sort of came, you know, just evolved from that.
That's interesting. My first experience was with the accordion, too.
Oh, Rohini, can I ask you to get a little closer to the microphone, please?
Yes. Yeah, my first experience was with the accordion, too. My grandmother used to play the accordion, and I was always sitting around, and she taught me the do, re, mi.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
What a great instrument.
It is.
And yet we don't have nary an accordion in this band.
Yeah.
Next,
shame.
Next tour.
Yeah.
I also broke my jaw and learned guitar in eighth grade, so.
So you guys got a little fight?
Psychic connection.
Whoa.
Psychic connection. That was Kyle's first show, actually, what we just played.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Mm-hmm. With us, I mean. With us.
Kyle is
I'm an exclusive closeted bass player.
He won't play in a space that's any greater than 10 by 10.
That's fair enough. And what was it that first inspired you, Luke, to start writing your own songs?
Boredom. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's kind of mostly just messing around. And I think, you know, that's where a lot of the best songs actually come, is by accident. You know, you're not really thinking. And then obviously there's some thinking involved in, you know, composition and actually putting pieces together. But in terms of like just ideas coming, they come a lot easier if you're not really thinking and you're just kind of goofing around.
Well, today at the time of this recording, you met your band right in the middle. You're traveling down from Oregon, and they're coming up from San Francisco to meet you. Do you guys do a lot of writing from a distance and kind of sharing, you know, song ideas and stuff, or is it mostly meeting up together in the Bay Area to write?
I'll let Rohini answer that one. Popcorn Rohini.
Yeah, we actually all meet together in the Bay Area. Luke was on a one-man show tour, I guess, up in Oregon.
One man tour.
So,
one night only.
Yeah. But we all meet in the practice space and learn his songs, actually.
So take me through the kind of the process of like fleshing out one of the skeletons of Luke's songs. How does that work for everybody?
I'll let Roberto answer that one.
Well, no, you know, it's lately it's been like a revolving members. You know, we've had so many great people playing, and so, you know, we did a tour last summer, I'm sorry, the first tour I did was two summers ago, and I was on bass. So I would listen to the record. I would you know, practice on my own and get an idea of the songs, And then, you know, when I was at a level where I could perform in a room without embarrassing myself, we would get together and play with the full band and sort of go from there. But, you know, Luke arranges and writes the songs, and it's, you know, it's up to us to make it work, you know, and add our little idiosyncrasies to it, I guess.
Roberto was originally, playing bass in this band 2 years ago, and then about a year ago, a little over a year ago, he started playing drums, and probably by the next tour, he'll be on accordion.
Definitely.
But it's my job to work in some accordion on some recordings before that happens.
Right. I just have to show up with the chops.
That's right. And we know he's got those.
Thanks to my mom.
Well, I want to talk
Thanks,
about...
Thanks, Mom, if you're listening.
Well, your last two albums, you did something kind of different with those two. So the first one was all about just, you know, do it in one take and keep it clean and no fancy, you know, digital editing or anything like that. And then the more recent one was involved a lot more in-depth, you know, overdubbing and working with a producer. I was hoping you could tell us about that and what those two different experiences were like for you.
Yeah, the first record, Ether Ore, was recorded in a span of a couple days. And yeah, they were all basically just live tracks recorded onto an Atari 8-track half-inch tape. And then it was just mixed live from that. Those songs were much kind of... Those were actually a lot of like old songs that were even old at the time I recorded them, but I was kind of breaking off from another band at that point and felt like I wanted to get something out that would, you know, just kind of shed that for me so I could move on. I was already actually recording the Adventurous record. We had already had a few sessions out in Brooklyn at the time that I recorded at the Ether Ore record in Hayward. But yeah, the process is a lot different. I would do a record like Ether Ore again, but probably give the drummer more than zero songs rehearsal time. He basically just, you know, came in. I showed him the tempo and, you know, verse, chorus, and this little bridge thing, and there you go. You know, he's a great drummer, Brett Eastman. Shout out, Brett.
Shout out to Brett.
With the Adventurous record, we spent a lot more time on it and kind of working with Robin McMillan. Shout out to Robin.
Shout out, Robin.
He would pick apart, like, every part of every song, and you know, we've been doing that with the next record that has been in the works for almost 3 years now too. So everything by the time it, you know, touches anybody's ears has already been worked on quite a bit.
And it sounded like, just from reading online, that like working with a producer was a really positive experience and helped you realize some of the songs. And I was wondering if you could describe like some of the benefits of working with a producer and maybe some of the challenges that are associated with that too.
The challenges are basically getting over yourself. And if you can do that pretty quickly, like any producer that has the best of intentions and has good ears, if you, you know, are already giving them the chance to produce something, then you know, I've tried to make it my approach to like, you know, almost be just like, you know, a low paid actor on a set or something, where if he's, you know, and he's the director, and if he's got these ideas and I just have no faith in them whatsoever, I just try to, you know, do a 180 psychologically and, you know, just be like, okay, whatever he says. And always knowing that if he is wrong, which he rarely is, then you know, we just won't do it that way. But Robin loves to experiment and try crazy ideas and reach for the fences, and I think that's why there's a lot of kind of exciting results that come out of that.
And with this, the new set of songs that you're recording now, are you continuing with kind of a similar method as working with, you know, doing a lot of overdubs and stuff, or is there some of the throwing it back to like the capture it in one take approach as well?
I'm not certain how much I'm authorized to share about this next record, but most of it is...
We've got Tom York on it.
Oh, I...
There, it's out of the bag.
I think that's... well, he said it, I didn't, so I'm not a liar. That was Roberto Pagano, everyone.
Shout out to Robert. Roberto.
Shout out to Tom York.
Tom York.
No, the new record is mostly kind of, you know, full band. Actually, this one's pretty cool because... I started recording the first couple tracks with Robin in his studio in Brooklyn, just as the Adventurous record had been. I started that like 2.5 years ago. We were out there playing CMJ. And then we got that going, and then I flew back out a few months later and got like about half an album, maybe a little more, done with him out there. And then a few months after that, he actually flew out here, and we recorded for like 3 days, 4 days with the whole band at Faultline Studios, RIP. And so, yeah, the whole band is on it, and there's a lot of live action from that. And also, there is one song that might make it on the record that kind of, you know, might belong better on like Ether or something. It's just like a one take with guitar and vocal, and then Robin brought in some strings after the fact.
Here's another question that's a good, you know, pretty open-ended one for everyone in the group. How would you describe the Bay Area music scene these days? What do you like about it, and what do you wish was different about it?
I'll let Kyle start that one. Kyle Skelton.
There's a lot of kind of loaded thoughts in that. It's kind of disappointing because there are various people that would say that it's dead, and a lot of the garage scene that was getting big moved down to LA, but I think people just haven't looked hard enough. There's a very collaborative spirit in the Bay Area, I'd say. And I've recently this year jumped on with several Bay Area bands to help them out, and it's very community-oriented and a lot of awesome bills and shows and people trying to help each other out. So I think it's alive and well.
I agree.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, you just have to go out to see it. I think that's the main problem.
Yeah.
People don't seek it out.
I similarly have had a kind of a revitalization of my, you know, enthusiasm in San Francisco music scene. Because even before I was, you know, even before I put out my own first record, I've been playing in bands in San Francisco for over 10 years. And so, you know, obviously it's easy no matter what you do for a while for some people to get a little jaded, and you know, people are bailing on the scene and whatnot, but yeah, in the past year I've been playing in another group. Shout out to Tim Cohen.
Tim Cohen,
there you go. And yeah, but his, you know, this band, he pulled in some characters, and it's, you know, you get to just be part of a community, and that's the best part about being a musician in the Bay Area. If you are open to it, you know, it's a give and receive world.
And I want to wheel it back to talking about the new record. What were some of the experiences or stories you could tell us that influenced the writing of this new record?
Well, this new record, you mean the one that has nobody's heard yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's...
The one with Tom York on it.
Okay. Roberto Pagano, everybody. Storyteller. Name dropper. The new record, I'm hoping that track we played earlier, Mother's Day, will be on it. That song's about my wife and my child. And it's kind of like I was saying earlier, the best songs are when you're not really thinking, it's more feeling. And so that one was just like pretty much every song on this coming record, I did a lot of like late night garage band recording demo stuff and then sent those to Robin before we went out and started working on them together or with the whole band. So, I mean, there's a lot of love stories in there and feeling in these songs. And then there's some pseudo-political references maybe here and there, or, you know, in some cases just straight up acknowledgement of the absurdity of the times. And I will let those lyrics speak for themselves when they come out.
Is there a projected release date for that?
I'd love it to come out sometime early 2018, but as of right now, I can't tell you. I don't know when it's coming out.
Okay, I just have two questions left, and this one's for everyone. What is the best songwriting tip or piece of advice that you've ever gotten?
Let's see. I feel for me, it was to stop thinking so much and just
feel it. Is
that something
I
told
you? Oh.
Because I play songs like a video game.
Shout out to Luke Sweeney.
Yes.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Well, actually, I'm curious about that. What does it mean to play songs like a video game?
Well, prior to being in a band with Luke, I wrote my own music because it's hard for me to play other people's music. I just don't get it. So it was kind of a big change coming into a situation where I'm learning somebody else's songs. So I would meticulously look at every single note and try to hit it at the right time, meaning like playing it like a video game, kind of just trying to jump at the right time, run at the right time. And it became very apparent.
That's
so
awesome.
I've been working on that.
Collect all the coins.
She's great at video games, by the way.
I really am. So, I mean,
shout out to Super Mario.
Super Mario World.
Sorry.
How about Kyle? Do you want to take this one as well?
Yeah, something similar. Just try not to edit in the early stages. Like with any creative endeavor, it's hard not to do that. My thing is, I gather a lot of influences from, you know, great songwriters before, and I was always paralyzed by that because I was afraid of sounding exactly like them. But I had to remember that I have my own voice, and those influences can be subtle, and it's still my voice that's coming out. So I try and remember that and not freak out if I'm afraid of copying someone.
Roberto?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll just add on that. You know, anything, if you pick up a guitar and you just play two chords, it's still inherently yours. You know, it's still the way you do it. So, I don't know, just don't set up like weird parameters and just, you know, just play whatever it is that you want to play or create, and it is yours. It's your creation. And so you should be proud of it, confident of it. And, it'll set you free.
The best songwriting advice might not be the best career advice, though. Because now you're just sending a bunch of kids out on the street with two chords. Yeah, I kind of heard a piece of songwriting advice that I guess Beck stated in an interview. And my good friend Miller Carr, who's playing with us tonight, shout out to Miller Carr.
Miller Carr.
He told me about what Beck said in that interview, and it was just, you know, Beck would just be recording garbage, like, day after day. Probably has, you know, hundreds more crappy songs that he's recorded or written than the ones we know and love. But, yeah, the point is just, you know, songwriting is an exercise, and kind of like anything else in life, I wouldn't say that I practice it all the time and that I'm always actively, like, you know, writing things down, because living your life is as big a part of songwriting as anything, because if you're not living a life, then you don't have stories to tell. You're just, you know, reading them and relaying them. But yeah, just to exercise that part of your consciousness as much as possible.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Shout out to the guy who made up that saying.
And then we're going to revisit something that you actually already talked about a little bit, but the big thing on this show is just, you know, learning, like, exploring the stories behind the songs that are being featured. So what can you tell us about the song that you're playing today? What's the title of the song, and what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, that song is called Mother's Day. And it's a song for mothers. It's a song for my child, really. I was thinking of her, my daughter, when I was writing it. And it was pretty much written mostly in one night, but it evolved a lot more after that. And it's just about appreciation for not only your mother, but, you know, the meaning of life. Just live your life to your best ability. Be happy. Be silly. You're going to make mistakes, a lot of mistakes, and your mother will always love you no matter what, unless it's a bad mom. But shame on you, bad mom. This is about good moms, good mothers, Mother's Day.
All right, well.
I love you, Mom.
Well, Luke, Rohini, Roberto, and Kyle, thank you so much for coming down to Songs from Studio C today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
Thanks, Nolan. Thanks, Malcolm.